is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
It is November 9th, 1921. The Potomac River off of Washington, D.C. Entering the Potomac is a very famous ship, the USS Olympia. I welcome Patrick O'Donnell, the author of The Unknowns, the untold story of America's unknown soldier and World War I's most decorated heroes who brought him home. On board Olympia is the unknown soldier. Patrick, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The Olympia.
Good evening, John.
The Olympia is bringing the unknown soldier home. Waiting for the Olympia and the unknown soldier on Quayside are the distinguished leadership of the United States of America and eight men who have been chosen to bear the body that day and in the next days as the unknown soldier is revered by the United States of America. The British and the French, I learned from you, have had ceremonies similar to this a year or more before. The Americans were the last. Why is that? What was the reluctance to have the unknown soldier come home from a graveyard in France? Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, John. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be with you today. The reluctance was the War Department told people, rather falsely, that they could identify the thousands of Americans that remained in Europe. And that was a pipe dream. And it was wishful thinking. And what occurs is a grassroots movement within the United States. Marie Delaney, a very famous editor of a women's newspaper, a magazine, urged her followers to look, we needed something like the French and the British. And there was a grassroots movement to get the unknown. And her movement, and then along with in Congress, Congressman Hamilton Fish, who was a white officer in an all-black unit, the Harlem Hellfighters, an incredible unit, really spearheads. He's a Republican from New York, and he spearheads the movement to get the unknown here in the United States. He wants it to honor all of the men that he served with. It's sort of his personal mission, because many of these men had not been properly honored, as well as all Americans that served in the Great War and other wars.
I note that Woodrow Wilson, who has suffered poor health these last years, on his last day in office, signs the order, the act of Congress, to go ahead with the body to be brought home to honor. And we're going to tell the story of the unknown soldier, and the tomb is there in Washington now. It looks different than it did in 1921, but the same unknown soldier lies there. We're going to tell this story from the point of view of those eight bearers of the coffin. There's a very famous photograph that covers the front of Patrick's very carefully arranged historical archive of all these events. We'll begin with Chief Gunner's Mate James Delaney. It is August 1917. Delaney's on board a ship bound for parts. It was going back and forth off the coast of France. However, it's attacked by a German U-boat. Delaney is apparently unaware that he's outgunned. Patrick, at no point did I understand that Delaney felt in any fashion that he wasn't going to win this battle. Is that your impression of him?
Delaney was a true believer in every way, and a very ardent. He believed in his men, and he believed in the weaponry that he had, and he was there to fight to the end, basically. And they fired nearly every round that they had in their magazines. And just a little bit of context: James Delaney was part of what's known as Naval Guards, and President Wilson put these guards on commercial ships to protect the ships prior to our entry into World War I, because unrestricted submarine warfare, which the Germans were waging against us, was sinking many, many ships and threatening them. And the hope was that these guards on commercial ships could defend them. And this is the hope prior to our entry into war. And then in our entry into the war in April 1917, the guards were still active on many of these commercial ships protecting them. And here we are in the summer of 1917, August 1917, where James Delaney is on board one of these ships with his naval guards. And all of a sudden, U-boat 61 fires a torpedo at the SS Campana. It's a commercial ship. And that torpedo misses. And torpedoes are very precious to a U-boat commander. They don't have many of them. And the U-boat commander was an experienced commander. And he had nearly 40 kills at this point, surfaced his boat and decides to take out the Campana with his deck gun. He doesn't think that it's armed. And what you have is this running gun battle between a U-boat and a surface ship. And the two are basically chasing each other for hours and firing. And Delaney is firing every round. The eardrums on the men that he serves with are bleeding because of the concussion of the shells as they're coming out of the gun. And finally, the U-boat's very clever. They stay far enough away from the range of the guns. They're barely missing them from the Campana. But the U-boat's shells are starting to hit home, and several of them hit home on the Campana, even the engine compartment. And what they find is that they're out of ammunition, and they're really kind of out of hope for the most part, and they decide to surrender. It's the captain of the boat, the Campana, that urges Delaney and his men to actually surrender. They don't do it willingly.
Delaney will spend the next year in a prisoner of war camp in extremely poor condition near Brandenburg, Germany. We turn now to another event, another body bearer who greeted the unknown soldier that day in 1921. This is Sergeant Ernest August Jansen, born in 1878. So he's quite senior to be part of what becomes the Battle of Belleau Wood, the U.S. Marine Corps' baptism in the First War, in the late spring, summer of 1918. Jansen joined the Army, went AWOL, changed his name, and joined the Marine Corps. In other words, a hard guy, a soldier. He was with another hard guy, Captain George Hamilton, that day, born 1892, so younger. These two were commanding a unit ordered to go forward. To what end, Patrick? What is the Belleau Wood battle about?
Belleau Wood is about basically stopping the German army from taking Paris. In the summer of 1918, the Germans launch one of their great offensives. Initially, it's a diversionary offensive, but it becomes the main offensive. And there's a gaping hole in the French lines that's formed because the French are demoralized and literally are evaporating. Their units are evaporating. And it's the 2nd and the 3rd divisions, U.S. divisions, that are rushed to the front. Attached to the 2nd division is the 4th Brigade of the Marine Corps, which includes the 5th and 6th regiments. And Ernest Jansen is part of the 5th regiment. And he's there with the 49th company. And they're tasked with plugging this hole, this gaping hole, and protecting Paris. And they do that. They stop the Germans cold. And on June 6th, this is sort of the D-Day of the Marine Corps in 1918. They attack and go on the offensive, and the 49th Company is crossing the wheat fields, and the wheat fields are on the other side of the wheat fields are Maxim machine guns to the hilt, and these men are being cut down in the wheat, but they're able to seize key high ground, Hill 142, and Hill 142 is just absolutely crucial because it's high ground that overlooks the forest. They take it miraculously. And the Germans want to take it back immediately. They seize this hill after sustaining a number of casualties, the 49th Company as well as another company. Germans immediately counterattack. And it's here that Ernest A. Jansen is a savior of Hill 142. He literally takes out several light Maxim machine guns that are being set up that would have swept the hill and potentially altered the course of the battle. Lets out a blood-curdling cry and bayonets these men and shoots them. In the process, though, he's hit multiple times, almost killed, and he is awarded not one but two medals of honor. So the man that has two names, Charles Hoffman and Ernest H. Jansen also receives two medals of honor, the Army Medal of Honor and the Navy Medal of Honor. It's something that a practice that took place in World War I, it would later be replaced. But Jansen saves the hill and receives the Medal of Honor. And then, then there's a talking to with him, and they discover his background, and he reverts back to his original name of Ernest Jansen.
So
has this incredible honor of escorting the unknown.
Two body bearers, Delaney and Jansen. The book is The Unknowns, the untold story of America's unknown soldier and World War I's most decorated heroes who brought him home. Patrick K. O'Donnell is the author. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.